whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies. Ow! We're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network, kicking off your noon hour. By the way, we're live here at Homie. Go to homie.com. You want to buy, you want to sell, you need title, you need loan information. Everything is available for you at homie.com. All right, Hans, after we logged off the show yesterday, the news broke, and there had been some hints out there, and you kind of mentioned that there could be some things coming down the pipeline. But Utah, well, I don't know if Utah's announced it yet, but the young man has a transfer at running back from OU to try to help solidify that room a little bit.
This guy is a 5'9", 200-pound bowling ball, and his name's TJ Pledger. He's a top recruit out of California, and he was Oklahoma's second leading rusher. Last year, he had 451 yards on 95 carries and 5 touchdowns last year for Oklahoma. And I've had an opportunity to talk to somebody about this kid that is not associated with the program, but somebody that knows this kid extremely well and knows what he's able to do at the college level. And his exact words were, Hans, this is the best running back in the portal. As far as running backs in the portal are concerned, he said, this is the best running back in the portal. So that tells you one of two things. Either the portal doesn't have a ton of talent, and this guy is just, you know, mediocre talent in the portal. Or, and by the way, this guy who told me this, he knows football better than I know football. So I trust his opinion on this. Or it tells me that Utah just landed a real deal running back that can come in and help fill the void that we've now got by losing such a young, incredible talent. It's still kind of hard to even to talk about the running back position and Utah's needs. It really is, without thinking about Ty Jordan and his impact. But there is a need there, and I do think that Pledger is going to be able to fill it. I've got a couple of other thoughts. So Pledger will come in from Oklahoma. You've got Micah Bernard, who was the other young kid that showed a lot of talent last year but didn't get the reps. You've got recent signing Ricky Parks, who we'll see what he can do. My gut tells me there's probably going to be one more portal signing. Based off of what Utah needs, what level of competition they like to have, how often backs get hurt, or you know, let's say we're still dealing with COVID situation next football season and you're still having to follow through protocols, you're going to need another solid option at running back. So just going off of a gut feel, I wouldn't be surprised to see another signing out of the portal for the University of Utah.
So you don't think they're done, huh?
I don't. I don't personally feel comfortable going into the season with TJ Pledger, Micah Bernard, and Ricky Parks as my three options. I need one more durable, reliable, consistent option. So I probably am going to go to the portal. And based off of what my 2021 needs are and compared to my 2022, maybe I'd look for a one and done, a guy that's sat behind a lot of talent for 2 years and just has sat behind talent and is sick of sitting behind talent and wants his shot to be on the field. And then maybe that's somebody I'm looking for.
And that's one thing I think we've seen out of Kyle Whittingham. He wants a lot of competition from that position. Because I think he likes the fact that eventually someone's going to rise to the top, and that competition is going to make whoever comes out of that even better.
Yeah. He especially at the running back position.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I would look for talent coming into the portal maybe from an SEC team. You know, I think these SEC teams, they've got plenty of talent. A lot of times they're overloaded. I think when you see somebody in the portal from Utah State as compared to, like, LSU, then there's kind of a difference there. You know, like, okay, so why did the Utah State kid go in? Was it some other issue related? Well, when you see an LSU kid or, you know, an Alabama kid in the portal, you can think, well, that guy was probably behind two, three guys. Yeah. He just couldn't get out on the field.
Still a four-star guy, still crazy talented, just he had a bunch of five-star guys in front of him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, you know, some of these universities that are well known for talent are probably going to get the more of the look.
TJ Pledger was the second leading rusher for Oklahoma last year. Had 95 carries for 451 yards, 5 touchdowns. Had 9 catches out of the backfield for 77 yards. They also used him a couple times in kick returns. So he's multi-talented, can do some different things for you. And I anticipate that they'll use him in a bunch of different ways.
Some other good news for Utah yesterday. They got a commitment from a 4-star kid here in the state out of Ogden, played for Weber High. And he's like a nephew to me. It's Ben Moa's son, former Utah tight end Ben Moa.
So he's got one son at Utah State.
Uh-huh.
And now one going to Utah.
And Ice is basically a universal talent. He's an athlete. He's a guy that you would sign as an athlete.
Where do you think they'll put him?
Well, he plays at receiver in 7-on-7s. He plays at defensive end in certain sets. He could play outside linebacker.
He's going to play defense, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally – so he's one of the more dominant wide receivers when he's out there because he's a big body. He can get separation. He's got great speed. I see him as an eventual hybrid, like a Trevor Riley type in that Morgan Scully defense.
Gotcha.
Where you can move. You're asked to be in some coverages. You get to be a part of multiple blitz packages. You can be lined up as a 5 technique off a jet set looking – for speed pressures. Like, there's a lot of ways you can use that universal tool. And that's the position I'd work him into as just kind of a total athlete. So that's big news for Utah as well. Again, 4-star kid, one of the most highly touted recruits here in the state. And alumni's son.
Yes. He's a legacy kid.
He's a legacy kid.
And has an opportunity to be really, really special.
And
how many more boys does Ben have? One more?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he might be the best of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's definitely the meanest. Dad won out on this one. I'll tell you that. Dad won out because there were other pressures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were other pressures.
Just from about 40 miles south?
Yeah. 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 Uncle's pretty well known up there, you know.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, look, we all remember Ben, and, I mean, that's the thing that stinks about getting old is you remember Ben with the jump pass against Air Force.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now his son is.
Now he's got sons playing college football.
By the way, Ice Moa's uncle is Carlos Nuno, former BYU tight end.
Man, there's a lot of football lineage coursing through those veins.
A lot of talent. And he's a special kid, too. He plays upset.
Plays angry?
Yeah.
Well, Ben played angry, too.
Yeah, he did. But I think that's a great get for Utah, especially where, you know, BYU did some damage with Logan Fano, John Henry Daly. They were signing some great defensive talent. And Ice Moa would be a great addition to Utah when he arrives.
Do you anticipate mission with him? Or?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would based off of the family, but you know, he'll make his own decision. I don't know.
Yeah, I just didn't know if Utah was planning on getting him on the field right away. It's a personal – I'm just curious to know about the timeline on when we'll see him.
Well, just based off of the pattern of his brother and knowing the family would be my guess, yes. But
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Katie's with us once again from Homey. And, Katie, this is I know we've been pounding this like crazy on the air, but I think it's really important to talk about the fact that if you buy through Homey and you have access to all the resources that you have with any realtor out there, if you buy from Homey, you can flip your house and sell your house for free.
Yeah, so right now if you buy with Homey, you will sell your current home for free, and so we'll make sure that you get all the savings imaginable to you. And the rebate back to you, we're still offering that rebate to those buyers, even if they're selling their home for free. So that's a $2,500 rebate that we give back to you to go towards your closing costs. And so that's even more savings on top of that.
Katie, walk me through the buying process that you go through with Homey. Is it kind of just what you want it to be as a potential buyer as far as, using an agent to get me into homes or finding homes? How does that work?
Yeah. So, we have traditional, or we have our agents here that are ready to help you find whatever home you want. Their goal is to make sure that they find your dream home. So the best way to do it is download our app or go online and just search through homes that are out on the market right now. On that app or on the website, it's click to take a tour, and you can schedule an appointment with our agent. They'll get to know you a little bit better. They'll walk you through that home. And let's say that first home you see, which in a lot of cases isn't the right home for you, they're going to get to know you a little bit better. They're going to kind of ask what you're looking for, and they're going to help look for homes as well. With everything that's going on out, and with technology, it's so easy to find a home that you want to see. So they'll show you any homes that you find, but they're also going to be actively looking for homes that meet your criteria as well. They'll walk you through those homes. They'll schedule things they'll schedule the showings that fit your schedule. They'll make sure that you have the strongest offer, and they present you all the options to make sure your offer is up there at the top and really is being looked at to make sure that you get that dream home. They'll help you through negotiations. They'll help you through knowing what to do for your due diligence period, helping you find a home inspector, helping with closing costs, helping make sure you have great communication with your loan officer. Just all of that. Our buyer agents, we're all full service as well. So we don't only help you with full service on the sell side, but we also have the full service experience on the buy side.
It's really impressive. And it sounds like depending on what, if you're a first-time home buyer and you need your handheld a little bit, you can have that. If you just want somebody to open up the lockbox and get out of the way, you can have that as well. Wherever you're at on that scale of needing help or not wanting somebody to get in your business, you can find that here at Homey.
Yeah, 100%. If you're somebody that you don't want a ton of opinions, you just want somebody to kind of bounce ideas off of, that agent's there for you. I just helped my sister-in-law buy a home, and I had to kind of fight for her right and make sure that she was being heard and making sure that she wasn't getting lost in the shuffle, because she's a little bit more less outspoken than her husband. But also was able to make sure that, we were looking at homes that maybe weren't even at the top of their budget, but a little bit less, so we could remodel the home. And so looking at things differently than, actually being the people looking for the home, that's what our agents are there for, to help you make some good decisions and help you guide through that, get guided through that process.
Are we starting to gain an inventory here in the state at all?
It's winter time. It's still pretty low inventory. It's definitely a seller's market right now, but more homes are coming on the market every day, but they're just also going really quickly.
Yeah.
Generally when it starts to heat up, it gets a little bit better. However, there's not really a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So people are kind of, they're still moving. So, there hasn't been that huge lull that we've been seeing. Utah's the fastest growing state, it feels like, right now. We're just growing crazy. Even with everything going on, we have a lot of people moving to Utah. So there's still a lot of stuff to be looking at as far as homes are concerned.
Go to homey.com for more information. That's homey.com. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We spin the roulette wheel next here on the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go! The Big Show.
It's a big deal!
with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Howard Beck from Sports Illustrated. The past few years, the Jazz have gotten off to slow starts, and we try to come up with theories every single year as to why maybe they start a little slower than we would expect. Do you have any theories as to why that happens to teams?
I don't. I mean, look, in any given season, it happens in this league. You guys know that this is generally my philosophy on these things. If you're an established team, I'm not worried about you getting off to a slow start. We know what the Jazz are. We know what they're capable of. They brought back whatever 90-something percent of their core. There's no reason to think this start is indicative of some larger problem.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. And talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. We take some of the biggest storylines, put them on a roulette wheel, spin it, and wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. By the way, during the break, we were talking about old school MTV. And you said, love the old school Beavis and Butthead, which I totally agree with. But it has to include the videos.
The videos that they played, that's where I was introduced to Henry Rollins. And Henry Rollins really fit my personality.
I could see that.
Violent, angry.
Angsty.
What's that?
Angsty. Just really, I mean, just.
Yes.
Yeah, on edge.
On edge, ready to chew through metal. And so they never played really popular. Well, they played some, but it was like they played different artists.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. But just the stupid humor. Man, it's the dumbest humor that TV has ever brought us.
Oh, yeah. And it was the best.
But it was the best. I wasn't allowed to watch it. I had to sneak every episode if I wanted to watch it.
Dolores put the clamps down on that?
No, stop it.
It was like a good National Geographic. Yeah, totally with you.
Is that Payback, Lloyd? Is that what that is? Was that on air?
Yeah, that was on air.
Okay. You guys sure have been attacking me a lot lately.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know, say no more than usual.
You win this broadcaster award,
oh,
and you
stop.
Just get a flamethrower.
Hey, there's some truth to this, by the way. Daggers from Scotty.
No truth to that.
A little truth.
I just made one Dolores joke. That's it.
Yeah, it was good, man. Those are good times. Back when they played music videos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who ruined it? Carson Daly and that Total Request Live. Ruined it.
At least he played music then.
Ruined it.
He didn't
it.
Play music, though.
Yeah, one song every, like, 8 minutes.
Dude, Carson Daly is my hero. Okay. I'm with you.
That Total Request Live was a garbage show.
Okay, but you know what? He was able to parlay that into a, I don't even know when his show runs. Is it on NBC, his late night show? It runs at like 1 a.m. He's probably making millions of dollars on the thing. There's no expectations for the show whatsoever because nobody's ever watching network TV at 1 a.m. And yet he can just still do his thing and just fly under the radar and just cash the checks. He's not in that... in that fight with,
then he shows up on New Year's Eve,
Leno and Letterman,
Fallon and
Kimmel and those guys,
yeah.
He doesn't get caught up in all that nastiness and ratings. He just comes on at 1 a.m. Eastern and like, hey guys, what do you want to talk about? Let's roll. Oh, nobody's watching. Okay, fine. Let's just chat.
Man, I hated him on MTV. Made me so sad.
Oh, now let's not throw the let's not throw the real world under the bus here.
You didn't like the Real World? Oh. Oh, no, no. If there was one thing that could disrupt music, it was the Real World. Now, Road Rules was garbage.
Yes, but Real World Road Rules Challenge
was
and
good.
The challenges, that's high-quality TV right there.
But I do miss the good old music videos.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, you just be there and you just be sitting down and watching, you know, when you're in college, get up in front of the TV and you just watch videos, like, yeah, nonstop.
That's about it.
Man, the good old days. All right, let's get to it. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Good news for the Raiders.
Well, this is some good news, not only for the Raiders, but good news for Josh Jacobs. The Clark County District Attorney, Steve Wilson, explained Jacobs was not hit with a DUI charge because the police investigation in the Josh Jacobs case revealed that Mr. Jacobs' blood alcohol level was below the legal limit. Therefore, DUI charges are not being filed against him.
They weren't able to administer a breathalyzer until sometime the next day.
Don't be putting false stuff out there, Scotty.
The offices of Chinsoff and Schoenfeld, who are repping Jacobs in this case, say that,
and also were the ones who blew into the breathalyzer,
Scotty,
say that he was only charged with failure to exercise due care because of his automobile accident.
Jeez.
Cops say that they suspected Jacobs was drinking before getting behind the wheel because when they arrived at the scene of the accident,
yeah,
where he was severely injured.
Oh yeah,
when they arrived at the scene of the accident, he smelled of alcohol and was acting as though he'd had a few. But these attorneys have done a really good job of showing that he was not, in fact, intoxicated.
Well, I think the breathalyzer did the job. That's all they needed.
Yeah.
So it sounds like everything's all right.
I'm sure.
Hey, I'm with you. You know what? If he's over the limit, throw the book at him. You heard. I was upset about it.
Yeah,
I wasn't happy about it.
Throw the book at him until September, and then let him go.
This was just a case of losing focus at 4:35 in the morning after losing a game. Actually, they won the game. They lost that game.
No, they had just beat the Broncos.
They had just beat the Broncos.
I think we all lost. Everybody watched that game, lost.
And I was just glad it wasn't on TV. Glad David James didn't actually put that on TV this time.
But he is not going to be charged with a DUI.
Shocker.
And by the way, the cut across the forehead is healing nicely. But it is a massive cut. Looks like a third eye. Big giant eye.
Okay. Spin it.
One to soon forget.
Well, Scotty, this national championship game was good for Alabama, but it is not going to be a memorable one. Will you remember this one?
Nope. I'll have forgotten it by the time college football season rolls around.
I'm already forgetting aspects of it. Devontae Smith was incredible. To win the offensive MVP in just a half, to go over 200 yards and be injured the very beginning parts of the third quarter, Smith was incredible. Absolutely lights out incredible. Mac Jones, very consistent, reliable. The offensive. This is a really good Alabama team that took on a porous Ohio State defense that just didn't have that lasting impact and is just another Alabama championship.
Yeah.
When are they going to get sick of it and turn their attention to something else? Go do something else. Like, go achieve something. So you've got yourself six championships in the last whatever years. Go do something else, man. Let somebody else have it.
I would love nothing more than Alabama to go away for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. If you never saw, in your lifetime, if you never saw Alabama get back there,
Oh, I'd be just fine.
I would just be just fine.
I would be just fine with that. 100%.
I'm so sick of seeing Alabama win.
Yeah. All right. Lloyd, spin it.
Tuning in for the slime.
CBS airing of the Saints and Bears game attracted nearly 30 million viewers, and the kids version on Nickelodeon drew 2 million viewers, becoming Nickelodeon's most watched program in terms of total viewers in nearly 4 years.
I'm so glad you brought this up because you mentioned it to me yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went back and I watched cuts from their production. Because you were like, no, like you gotta go watch this. You were right. It's actually really well done.
Yeah.
The slime cannons in the four corners of the end zone, the sliming Coach Payton.
Yep.
At the end, they brought him down, sat him on the floor, and dumped slime down on his head. And they threw graphics up on some of the players, like big, bright, glowing eyes. And if
had
your kid,
Nickelodeon characters running through the field.
Yeah, a SpongeBob SquarePants image between the uprights.
Yep.
You're right, man. Like they knocked it out of the park. So obviously they're just trying to bring in the next generation.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And what was exactly. Their hope is to develop diehard NFL fans that will understand the game. And so if you're 12, 13, you know, even younger watching the game, and then you become a fan for the rest of your life, you're developing the next group of NFL fans. And what was also really cool is pretty informative too, because there would be a penalty and like, all right, well, that is holding. That is why it was called. It's on this guy and you can't do that. And it was explaining the game to a younger audience.
Are they going to do that again?
Because I don't know. I guarantee they will. Considering the ratings and the publicity they got off of it, I'm sure they will. This was, you know, look, this is somebody sitting in a boardroom saying, hey, you know what? Let's throw this up against the wall and see if it sticks. And it did. And so now they'll do more and more of it. But I'm sure it was just somebody had a crazy idea. Let's have some fun with this. And the NFL signed off on it. CBS signed off on it. And it worked.
Well, and it's just much better programming than the Sweet Life of Zach or whatever they call it. The Sweet Life of something.
I don't know.
Man, Nickelodeon's got some trash programming. All world trash programming. Like, I walk in, I'm like, my kids are—they're just getting dumber. Did we watch garbage like that? Not that consistently.
I don't think
we got it on
you
a Saturday
just
morning.
Talk about Beavis and Butthead.
Well, yeah,
oh,
but that
okay,
was later.
But yeah, that's,
that was
know,
later.
Yeah, I'm talking about like when you're 5, 6, 7. You know, the thing that bothers me about it, and this is me get off my lawn guy, is that you watch some of those dopey shows, and all the parents are morons, and
they
the kids are. And the kids are the smart ones. And so then the kids get all sassy on the TV show. And so your, you know, 5, 6-year-old comes to you and starts dropping lines that they watched. And they're like, uh-uh, I ain't going to fly. Maybe flies on the Disney Channel, but it's going to get your behind. Well, no. I mean, we're going to have a stern talking to.
You're going to be put in timeout.
Yes.
Yep.
Got to be careful about things these days.
Yeah, you do.
All right, 12:46, Hans and Scotty. Brian Fisher will join us coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll chat with him, get his thoughts on the conclusion of the college football season and looking ahead to 2021. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Joined now by Steve Cleveland.
With the COVID protocol, contending teams completely out of the mix if these things don't get squared away. I've seen teams missing 5, 6 players. It's one thing to deal with injuries, but to deal with the COVID protocol and have to be out for 7 days or 10 days or whatever it ends up being, that can be really disruptive to a team, and there's nothing you can do about it. I honestly think if this doesn't get better, we will be back to some kind of bubble. But can you imagine losing 4 or 5 significant players to COVID for 4 or 5 days? And that being the reason you lost a championship or you lost in a second round or the third round. I hope that doesn't happen. But, man, early on looking at this thing, you pick up the paper every day that people are going through it and they're missing somebody.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5, 1280, The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. College basketball last night. Utah drops another game after leading by 10 points again at halftime. So, disappointing loss for Larry Kraskowiak's crew. By the way, New Mexico, who had to, because they can't play basketball in their state of Utah, or in their state of New Mexico, they moved the game. I was down in Lubbock. Well, you know, they still won't let them play, so they've got two games coming up against San Jose State. Guess where they moved those games to? St. George. They're playing at Dixie.
That would have been an incredible place for you to go.
I got stuck in Lubbock for almost 5 days in the armpit of Texas.
Yeah.
And that's saying something for that state.
That's just a that's just a four-hour drive.
Exactly.
So they're going to play at Dixie State, you said?
I think so, yeah.
That would have been nice for you.
That would have been very. That would have been much, much preferred.
Hey, did you see some of these new announcements coming out from the NBA, the COVID protocols?
I've not had a chance to read through them as of yet, but
they're strict.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
For at least the next 2 weeks, players and team staff are required to remain at their residence when the team is in its home market at all times, except to attend team-related activities at the team facility or arena, to exercise outside or perform essential activities or a result of extraordinary circumstances. So that's number one. Number two, meetings. For at least the next 2 weeks, any pregame meeting in the locker room is limited to no more than 10 minutes in duration, and all attendees must be in face masks. Face masks. All players must wear face masks on the bench at all times. Testing. Any individual who regularly visits the interior of the home of a player or team staff member for a professional purpose must undergo COVID-19 testing twice per week. For any team with a positive player case on high-risk staff member case, the NBA may require players and team staff to undergo 5 consecutive days of twice per day lab-based testing, in addition to daily point-of-care testing. So they're buckling down. I guess, Scotty, you know, we're seeing some cancellations or we're seeing some postponements.
Yeah.
I thought David Locke put it I thought he said it really well. I just can't see Adam Silver being caught off guard with these things.
No, no. And I think they, you know, them ratcheting things up was just them – realizing, okay, well, we got to keep going, but let's really dial things down here or dial things up here a little bit. There was a Kurt Heelan, our good friend from NBC Sports and ProBasketball.com. He had a report out, and he was just relaying a story from somebody else that the NBA was considering a pause from anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks. That's not going to happen. Like, you're going to have massive outbreaks on the majority of your teams for that to happen. Because NFL never went on pause. Major League Baseball never had a pause. Individual programs in the collegiate ranks have had pauses, but games are still being played. They didn't say, we're going to not play games for 2 weeks. And the NBA isn't going to be the one that's going to say, okay, well, everybody else was able to do it. And we're talking about teams that had rosters of, you know, 53 to 65 people. And they still found a way to make it work. We got to find a way to make this work because we're not shutting the league down for 2 weeks.
It's not going to happen. They're going to continue on. And I would imagine they would try some type of deeper roster expansions before they would do cancellations. Another note here on the road, team flights. Teams must create a seating plan on all planes so that players who assign seats are closest to each other on the bench for games are also closest to each other on the team plane. All treatment sessions at a hotel, such as massages or physical therapy, must occur in a ballroom or other large open spaces with at least 12 feet between individual situations or stations. And at that time, face masks and face shields are required on all individuals. They're just tightening it up, trying to prevent the spread. They doing everything they can to not have a shutdown situation. So you've got 5 on a court, you know, most are what, bringing 14?
Yeah.
15?
15.
In the NFL, you dress, is it 53?
Yep.
So, you know, in relation, the NFL has an option for more personnel. The NBA may need to expand options for personnel and, you know, really start to open up ways, avenues to bring in players to fill in for three or four guys that can't go. I'm just saying something, and I'm sure that they've looked at this 100 times and looking at the G League affiliates and saying, well, your call-ups are more flexible and more available, and because you can't cancel a game. You got to just sit the three guys that contract traced, and you got to bring in three guys that can go play.
Well, I think it was Tim Lacombe who referenced some comments from Jake Scott, said maybe these teams need to rely on their G League a little bit more, G League teams. Maybe expand your rosters. Have a 12-man travel roster, but keep eight guys at the facility away from your 12 that can be ready to be can be plug and play at any moment during the course of a season.
You got to keep rolling. It's what the NFL did, and look, they're successfully achieving a full season. The NBA is going to do it. They're going to be fine.
No, they will. And every league and every sport has had their hiccups. I remember baseball really felt like it was not going to happen. I mean, baseball,
there was a brute.
I mean, it was the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, everybody, there were two or three teams that just couldn't get it together. And finally, they got it figured out. Things calmed down. Everybody was a little bit more vigilant with their protocol, and things were fine. NFL season, first couple, two or three weeks, had a really rough start. And then for the most part, throughout the rest of the season, things kind of calmed down a little bit. Outside of my Broncos not having a quarterback to play a game.
That was like the biggest shot of the whole year.
Yeah.
Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that among the protocols, NBA players can no longer interact with any non-team guest in road hotels. Players were allowed to have guests in, in rooms, but that is no longer the case. So if you got family, like let's say I go play a game up in Idaho.
Yeah.
You can't have anybody that's non-team related in your room.
Because I'm sure family's the thing that's they're really focusing on there.
I was trying to avoid an awkward moment. I'm glad it's you that finally caused one.
Come on, we all thought it.
I just said it. I was just trying to be the responsible one for a minute. Didn't work out real well.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Katie's with us once again at Homie, where there is really nothing that a realtor can do that you can't do here at Homie and do at a really, really high level that's going to save you thousands and thousands of dollars.
Exactly. We're here to make the whole process simple, more affordable, and more transparent for you. But we're also giving you that amazing service, and we are realtors here. So we have expert realtors that are going to save you money if you're selling your home, help you find the best home if you're buying your home, and also save you money on that side too. Not only that, but we have our loan officers here that are going to really help you get the best interest rate possible and find the best solution for you. I talked about how me and my husband refinanced last year using Homie loans, and we were able to, instead of lowering our house payment, we kept our house payment the same, but we took 10 years off our mortgage, and we're saving over $100,000 over the life of the loan. And so we're going to find the solution that's best for you. We've got our title company here. We have Homie Insurance. We can find the best insurance rates, car and home insurance for you. So you're making sure that you're saving money, and we're putting that money back in your pocket.
We don't talk about my experience with Homie enough. I had an amazing experience where I listed a rental property through Homie, and within 10 minutes had six showings or show walkthroughs. Within an hour, I had a $3,000 over asking price offer. It was beautiful because, you know, I took my time, the time that I wanted to get things set up, to figure out the sell price and work with Eric and get all the pictures taken. The entire process, I was assigned the realtor. That's what Homie does first. They assign the realtor. So you have somebody that you're working with hand in hand through the whole thing. And it was so fluid. And it was so easy. and it was $1,500. That's it. To sell my home. I can't express to people the amount of gratitude I have for Homie coming into a market, coming into our market, and establishing a good brand and saving people in their real estate transactions. What more can you say? I've worked it. I went through it. It was incredible. They do a great job. And Katie, I want to really extend this to people. It's a $2,000 sale price. But if you use promo code HANTS, it takes $500 off and people can sell for $1,500 and get the same experience that I got. I wasn't being treated different. Everybody gets that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know that Eric knew who you were until I said, hey, you're working with Hans Olsen.
I don't think he did. Yeah, I don't think he had any idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he didn't. And so, I mean, and you had a great experience with Eric. You know, Scotty's still really jealous over your relationship with him. And so
I talk about him a lot.
Stupid Eric.
Oh, man, he is so good at what he does. Yeah, and he became the celebrity to me. I mean, I just think that everything he did, man, walking through the process and working with the inspection and working with the buyer's agent, and you get everything with Homie. It's really the complete package for $1,500. If you're looking to sell, start at homie.com. Use promo code HANTS for your $500 off.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Brian Fisher joins us next.